Welcome to the Crispin Commentary Daily Mortgage News Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Crispin. Topics on today's episode include lenders passing along costs to borrowers, my interview with nCino's Ben Miller on the rapidly evolving digital mortgage suite of products, and we have more housing data to parse through. Today's podcast is brought to you by nCino, maker of the nCino Mortgage Suite, built for the modern mortgage lender. The nCino Mortgage Suite's three core products, nCino Mortgage, nCino Incentive Compensation, and nCino Mortgage Analytics, unite the people, systems, and stages of the mortgage process. See how nCino can support a homeownership journey that both your borrowers and your team will love at nCino.com. Who closes the door when the bus driver gets off? The world is full of questions. Why have all the predictions of lower rates been wrong? I was asked if I'm hearing that lenders are requesting clients pay for credit reports up front. Absolutely I am. Lenders have grown weary of paying for the credit reports of loans that don't fund and heaping those rising costs on the loans that do. I was also asked if mergers and acquisitions are going to pick up, and I believe the answer is yes. We had one recent depository bank deal. Mississippi's Guarantee Capital Corporation will acquire Lafayette Bancorp. But we can expect continued deals in an 8% mortgage rate world as lenders and vendors, big and small, reevaluate either their position in the market or even if they want to continue to exist. For today's interview, I wanted to welcome back to the show nCino's Ben Miller to talk about his company's rapidly evolving digital mortgage suite of products. SimpleNexus recently rebranded as nCino, but as a co-founder of SimpleNexus, Ben played a critical role in scaling SimpleNexus into the leading digital homeownership software company in the U.S. His vision, strong leadership, passion for innovation, and unwavering commitment to customer success helped SimpleNexus transform the mortgage industry and should continue to help transform nCino in the coming years. You and I are here in Philadelphia, yes. And I think the biggest speaking point is that we are now nCino. It's no longer SimpleNexus and nCino company. It's just nCino. Can you talk about the rebrand? How it's, you know, when I started with y'all a couple of years ago, it was just SimpleNexus. Then it became SimpleNexus and nCino company. Now it's nCino. What does this allow you to do? What is the rebrand?
Why is it significant? You know, we feel very confident in our established position within mortgage in general as SimpleNexus, and feel like we can naturally make a transition, educate people that we just bump into to say, hey, now we're nCino, especially with the IMB customer base, right? Everybody knows us in IMBs. With the FIs, you know, we've been growing more and more in that customer base. And nCino has such a strong reputation and established reputation there. That's actually helping propel, you know, our continued kind of entry and, you know, exposure and just market share with the FIs. I mean, one thing where it's particularly notable there is nCino is a platform that handles so many different lending types. And now it's just so natural as part of the nCino platform, as opposed to here's nCino plus here's a mortgage thing in SimpleNexus. It's like, no, you know, SimpleNexus is integrated into the nCino platform. It is one platform. So now you can go in and say, here is nCino. And it's just seamless.
We'll talk about the mortgage suite in a second. But when it comes to nCino, I know before we came on the air, you were talking about how that it's a recognized name. And you were talking with people like Accenture about taking over some things. Can you explain kind of the nCino background for those that might have been kind of living under a rock? Or
well, and it's not necessarily living under a rock. It's just nCino is a dominant player, or, you know, just very well-established player in commercial lending and then other different types of lending of like small business or consumer lending, but never had a presence in mortgage. And so, you know, if you're in the mortgage industry, you may have never heard of nCino, right? And then even, you know, a mortgage lender that's part of a financial institution, you may not be familiar with the software that your commercial side of the bank uses, right? And so that's, you know, that's why a lot of people haven't heard of that brand. But we have this vision of an integrated platform that's the same front end for whatever type of lending you're doing. And that's where it makes so much sense to bring you know, nCino into mortgage and just financial products in general.
Yeah, the Simple Nexus products have been rebranded as the nCino Mortgage Suite. And that, and we've been talking about it all week on the podcast, but nCino Mortgage, nCino Incentive Compensation, and nCino Mortgage Analytics. You talk about these three different products and kind of the current iteration of them now?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I geek out over them because they're so exciting, especially in this day and age. You know, let's just take compensation and mortgage analytics as an example. When you're a lender and you're trying to get your, you know, arms around the costs, right? And compensation, you know, completely handles that process for you, when before it might have been, you know, a spreadsheet or something and a lot of manual labor to figure those things out. Now that's more automated and more transparent with your loan officers, with anyone that gets compensated off the loan. Analytics as well. You know, we are surfacing details and data that help the lender really zone in on who's making money for the firm and who's not, right? Which LOs are losing and how bad are they losing due to concessions that used to not be visible until the end of the month. Now I can see it more real time. Then, of course, you know, the mortgage suite. I mean, that's legacy Simple Nexus, what we've always been doing, you know, and gaining market share now, taking more and more customers from, you know, maybe a competitor that's not as well positioned, you know, for this environment, and where we're approaching, you know, 30% of the industry right now is going through, you know, these products in the nCino suite.
Are there any changes for current customers? What should people expect from this rebrand?
Yeah, you know, they should expect who we have been to continue into the future. A company that is innovative, a company that takes care of the customer, does what it says it's going to do. And then, especially now, in this day and age, that has the financial stability to continue to invest in the product and invest in the company, where, you know, other partners, you know, just can't afford that. It might be pulling back and like hiding and let's just hide and survive. You know, nCino is thriving in this environment and continuing to innovate and change and lead the industry out of this kind of funk and lull into what is projected to be growth now for the next, you know, several years from this one. Like, you survive this year, right? Get established, find, you know, positive cash flow in your operations. Now you need to scale into that in the years to come. And that's what we're helping people do.
Maybe I got ahead of myself a little bit, but I want to talk about kind of the overall integration here and this nCino umbrella. What do you feel like the benefits are to your mortgage customers of being under the umbrella?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's two camps, right? You talk about the IMBs that really, they will not know nCino as a banking platform, right? Because they just do mortgage, right? So for an IMB, the importance of bringing Simple Nexus and nCino together is, again, that strong financial foundation, that continued commitment to innovation, and that Simple Nexus that is has now the nCino Mortgage Suite, it's still the legacy Simple Nexus people with a singular focus on how to make the best mortgage experience, right, in software. And so we have that singular focus. And then if you're an FI, what does that mean? Why is that significant? You have the integration of the mortgage experience to all of your other lending products. And this is something that FIs have struggled with for years. How do I have a seamless cross-sell opportunity, a seamless data vision, a seamless front-end experience, familiar front-end experience from mortgage to, you know, consumer lending to small business or commercial? Now, nCino is positioned to be able to deliver that, really, in essence, for the first time ever, you know, for the industry at scale.
I'm excited when people use the word experience, because it seems like we're on the precipice of this kind of customer experience revolution that's going to make the whole industry much more enjoyable, both for those business-to-business products, business-to-consumer products. My friends that get mortgages, they're going to enjoy it. In the end game, it's really exciting. And it does put a smile on my face, because for years, dealing with mortgage companies was like going to the dentist and getting your teeth pulled. But now it's really great. So let's look towards the future a little bit. And obviously this year was terrible. Hopefully next year is a little better, even if it's still going to be a tough year overall for the industry in terms of MBA, mortgage volume projections, those sorts of things. What's on the horizon for the nCino Mortgage Suite?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, exciting things of what we're doing, you know, going back to how we're integrating with different products with an FI to be able to have that singular experience, a singular front end across all products in the data integration. So it's both front end and your middle and back office processes. So if you have a good UX UI, a good kind of consumer facing interface, that only does so much for you if you don't have the data communicating in the back end. And so that's what we're able to do simultaneously. Additionally, just really doubling down on the mortgage experience, continuing to have seamless, elegant pre-qual, pre-approval experiences, continuing to lead the way with eClose, really usher in, you know, that technology for the industry. And this is something that's not only making it easier to close a loan, a more elegant experience for that borrower, but also there's, you know, three or four or five different kind of back-end groups in a lender that didn't used to communicate with each other, call it from the closer all the way through secondary and shipping. Electronic closing is bringing those groups more closely together and helping the workflow and the manufacturing process work out any inefficiencies so you realize true savings as a company. And you help, you know, that bottom line number that so many people are struggling with. So, you know, eClose, continue to move forward on that. eVault, right? You know, being a pioneer for the industry there. And just doing the kind of hard things in the details and your LOS integrations or your other vendor integrations that make everything work more elegantly together.
So you and I are here in Philadelphia. It's nice to sit side by side, face to face versus across from each other on a Zoom screen. Where do you head from here? What are your priorities for the next couple months with nCino?
Yeah, well, it's continue to double down and execute, right? You know, we have so much opportunity in front of us. In essence, we're bringing, you know, two very large customer bases together. We're bringing very large platforms together, technology platforms together. And that's introducing the mortgage suite, nCino Mortgage Suite, to a whole nother part of the industry. And so it's important for us to just continue to be who we are, you know, the best at what we do and execute. It's all execution risk. There's nothing in front of us of like, how are we going to get the next customer? You know, where should we look for the next opportunity? The opportunities are there and now we need to just take care of them.
Awesome, Ben. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Say I should have you come give me a pep talk at 4:30 in the morning, West Coast, when I don't want to record the podcast. Do what you do. Be the best that you are.
Just
play execute. That over. Yeah, execute. Double down. Execute, Robbie.
As I wrote yesterday, we received a lot of housing data this week. Existing home sales during September showed that the housing market continues to cool due to the recent run-up in borrowing costs. Sales declined 2% to a 3.96 million unit annual pace during the month. That marks the fourth straight monthly drop and the slowest pace of resales since 2010. Sales are down 15.4% from 1 year ago. Fed Chairman Powell delivered remarks at a luncheon hosted by the Economic Club in New York yesterday, saying that the progress toward the Fed's dual mandate has been made, but that resilient economic growth raises the prospect of renewed inflationary pressures that could warrant additional rate hikes. He repeated that the committee will depend on data guiding policy decisions. The Fed funds futures market has seen a downward shift in rate expectations, with the implied likelihood of a January hike falling to 37% from 48% on Wednesday. There's no market moving news scheduled today, but two Fed speakers are scheduled, Philadelphia's Harker and Cleveland's Mester, who are expected to continue the narrative that we've been hearing from Fed presidents for months. Around the close, markets will receive the September Treasury budget, and we begin Friday with agency MBS prices better by an eighth to a quarter, and the 10-year yielding 4.94 after closing yesterday at 4.99%, the 2 years at 5.14%. Let's wrap up with a joke and some housekeeping. Time is like a river. You cannot touch water twice because the flow that has passed will never pass again. Enjoy every moment of life. As a bagpiper, I play many gigs. Recently, I was asked by a funeral director to play at a graveside service for a homeless man. He had no family or friends, so the service was to be at a pauper cemetery in the Nova Scotia backcountry. As I was not familiar with the backwoods, I got lost, and being a typical man, I didn't stop for directions. I finally arrived an hour late and saw the funeral guy had evidently gone and the hearse was nowhere in sight. There were only the diggers and crew left, and they were eating lunch. I felt badly and apologized to the men for being late. I went over to the side of the grave and looked down, and the vault lid was already in place. I didn't know what else to do, so I started to play. The workers put down their lunches and began to gather around. I played out my heart and soul for this man with no family and friends. Played like I've never played before for this homeless man. And as I was playing Amazing Grace, the workers began to weep. They wept. I wept. We all wept together. When I finished, I packed up my bagpipes and started for the car. Though my head was hung low, my heart was full. As I opened the door to my car, I heard one of the workers say, "I never seen anything like that before. And I've been putting in septic tanks for 20 years. Apparently, I'm still lost. It's a man thing."
Thanks again to today's podcast sponsor, Encino, maker of the Encino Mortgage Suite. With three products tailored to the needs of the modern mortgage lender, Encino Mortgage, Encino Incentive Compensation, and Encino Mortgage Analytics, they're empowering institutions to unite the people, systems, and stages of the mortgage process.
If you have any questions about the podcast or sponsoring opportunities, send me an email at robbie@robchrisman.com. Visit robchrisman.com for more information on our industry partners, access to archived commentaries, and how to subscribe to the daily mortgage news and commentary. To listen to or download past episodes of this podcast, search Mortgage News on any platform you get your podcast from.